Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators each and every school day. But before we do, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace. The blessed Emmanuel, courageous and our defender. You elevate the humble, and you're the fountain of living waters, the gospel of peace and high and lifted up. You are the invisible God, and Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the King of kings and the light of the world. You mend the broken, and nothing is impossible for you. You're the owner of it all, and the passionate one. You are quick to hear us and relevant in everything that we do. You are our safe place and trustworthy, unchanging, and the vindicator. Oh Lord, you are so wonderful and excellent in everything that you do. You're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And you have zero tolerance for sin. Lord God Almighty, thank you. Thank you for placing us in the public schools. And thank you, Lord, for another school year that is about to be wrapped up and in the books. And Lord, we know there's still plenty of time left. But once we get through some of this testing season and we begin to wrap up the year, these kids get antsy, and so do we, Lord. Forgive us for expectations of being done and getting on with summer, but to stay focused. Lord, help us to stay focused on those things that need to get done yet, those lessons that we need to teach, those opportunities that we need to share, and help us most of all to finish strong. Lord, help us to let this year be a blessing, even if we've messed up along the way. Let us end with a blessing. We can only do this by your love, your strength, and your wisdom. And we ask you for all of this in the perfect and powerful name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to day 170, you faithful ones, and we are in the book of Hebrews. Let us begin. The Word of God, Hebrews 10, verse 23. From the NIV, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. From the King James Version, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And from the Living Bible, now we can look forward to the salvation God has promised us. There is no longer any room for doubt, and we can tell others that salvation is ours. For there is no question that he will do what he says. The Word of God, Hebrews 10, verse 23. And I wrote you a little note, my friends, when I gathered this promise and put it in the four translations. And I wanted to read it to you, for it is from my heart to yours. I simply call it the note to the educator. Our God is faithful. His eternal promise is secure. And we can hold on without wavering. What does faithfulness look like in the classroom? Faithfulness often comes in the small things. Do you start your day in prayer for your students? Do you dress professionally? If you teach secondary, your students evaluate your attire daily. It sends a great message of professionalism when you take the time to dress up for them. Do you ask God to give you wisdom? He is willing. Are you compliant to your district curriculum and standards? Do your administrators view you as someone they can rely on? As a Christian educator, your expectations are higher since you work for the Lord first and then your district. Being faithful is not always easy, but it is always rewarding. I prepared a companion for you, my friends, that will allow you to return to these promises and read them for yourselves, but it is also a really amazing thing that has happened. I used a service called Create Space, and it's by Amazon.com. And I'll tell you, it just amazes me that I now have The Companion self-published, and it came out really nice. You have the opportunity to download the free PDF, and that is available to you on our website at www.aw180days.com. And you can download The Companion singularly, look at it digitally, and all that is absolutely free on purpose. But now, I could not believe what they did for me. I was able to upload the PDF version of the 208 pages of Around the Word in 180 Days, The Daily Promises of God, and they put it into a book form. And it just blows my mind. And then they also made it available on Amazon.com. It is a company owned by Amazon. And just this morning, I thought, well, let me look, because they said it was available there. And I just Googled in Amazon.com itself, Around the Word in 180 Days, and it was there. It just cracked me up. I couldn't believe seeing The Companion available for sale on Amazon.com, even Prime, if you're a Prime owner. So I only tell you this, not because I want you to go out and buy it, but it is an awesome present to give to a teacher. Because you can start these promises, your day one can be any day. But think about next year. I'm not going to be doing it as the podcast, but it stands alone. You can be in God's promises every school year. And so I encourage you to show others a way to be in God's word that is precious and encouraging and empowering. And so check it out. Go on Amazon.com and see if you can find it. Thank you, my friends, for joining me in the reading of the Word of God, and I pray that you are in His promises all throughout your teaching career. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. And my friends, we are just coming off the National Day of Prayer, and we want to continue fervently in praying for all of the things that come up at the end of the school year. This is a rough time on many people. We have some schools that are turnaround schools. I mean, they're completely gutting their staff, and it's really hard on people. So we pray for people who are losing their jobs. We pray for people who don't even know their positions for next year yet, and that's got to be pretty soon, because they have to tell you before the school year's out where you're going to be. So let's pray for our colleagues who are under great pressure of what they're going to do and where they're going to be, and for those states who grade their schools. There's an undue amount of pressure on our teachers today to make the grade and to be evaluated by their students' scores. And so I pray that someday we swing that pendulum the other way, because we are swinging like crazy one way and then swinging the other way. And anybody who's been in education long enough knows that it'll just keep swinging from one side to the other. It is my prayer that somehow we find the balance to swing at the very bottom of the fulcrum. Nice and gentle, nice and peacefully, and balanced for our children and our teachers. And now, my friends, I would like to tell you what we're going to pray for at 1:16 p.m. today, because we do pray in unity at exactly 1:16 p.m. Now, you got to set your alarm to make that happen, but when the alarm goes off, just smile and know you are not alone. Today, we're going to be praying to have a burning desire to change your school community for the better. That can happen in so many unique formats according to what you need on your school campus. And so, my friends, we base that time of day on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. And these can be found on our website at www.ceai.org. Today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and she entitled it, Joined, the Prayer. Lord, please show me who would make a good prayer partner for me. Please lead me to friendships that will encourage me as I work for you. Thank you. Amen. And the scripture she chose is Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 21. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. While visiting my parents, my daughter would get up very early to be with her grandfather. It was their time alone to read, watch TV, and play together. One morning, my dad had gone back to his bedroom when Emily got up to search for him. She ran through the den, circling through the kitchen and dining room, back to the den, where she paused to cry out loudly, "I need people!" How profound from a 3-year-old. We have all felt that way at one time or another. Many of you have expressed those exact feelings as Christian educators in a school, especially in a public school. It is exciting to watch CEAI networks or encouragement groups grow. We hear from so many teachers who think that they are the only Christian at their school. We encourage them to place the invitations for a prayer meeting in the school mailboxes and see who comes to the meeting. They later share their surprise and thrill of being joined by several others, even coworkers they had taught with for years, but never knew they were Christians. We rejoice in seeing you go from isolation to fellowship, joined together. We need people. We need God. And you need one another. Make a commitment to one another and to God. How can each of us carry out the attribute of being joined together in our daily environment, our classrooms, hallways, meetings, cafeterias, offices, etc.? And that was our daily devotional, written by Kathy Branzell. And the final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And these are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's is written by Benjamin Franklin. Well done is better than well said. And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, I wanted to remind you of the promise for today from Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Dear Lord, mighty God, you are faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, to us each day. Thank you for the new sunrise each and every morning, for morning by morning new mercies we see. Thank you for a new school day. Thank you for a clean slate each day. And thank you for forgiveness. We love you, Lord. We ask you to help us to bless others today and to bless you by representing you well. We cannot do it without you, and we love to do it with you. Thank you, Lord. We ask you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.
Shout and sing.